Good afternoon. I'm Ed Lambert, and this is 91 Classical Radio Fest, a celebration of music made and loved by Nashvillians. We're starting every hour today with live performances from our Studio C, and in this 3 o'clock hour, we are delighted to have members of the Music City Horn Quartet with us today. We have a trio, Jennifer Coomer, John Goff, and Tara Johnson, all working musicians. They play with a variety of ensembles. They're teachers, they're instrument makers, people of many talents. Welcome to you all.
Hi, Ed.
Great to have you.
Nice to be here.
And I understand you're going to share some selections from collected trios of Anton Reicha.
Yes. Anton Reicha was born in 1770 and was actually a violinist at a young age. He came from a household that didn't really engender creativity or music into his life, but he ran away at a young age and wound up in Bonn, Germany, and was playing in a youth orchestra right next to Beethoven. And you can hear a lot of Beethoven and that period's influence on him, definitely, in these trios. But the three trios that we're going to play are from a set of 24. And within the set, there's, 24 completely different pieces, completely different styles. Some of them are jokes. Actually, number 15, the first horn, plays an incredibly intricate part and only has three notes that they're allowed to use in the entire thing. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be playing that one, but we're going to play number 1, number 2, and number 10 today.
Okay. Thank you. Very powerful sound. I've never sat this close. I've been in live performances, but it's you really see why you have to put your hand in there and mute the instrument. It's got a lot of power behind it.
We actually spend a lot of time manipulating the sound in our horn with our right hand. Mm. It comes from before horns had valves, we were just one single piece of tube. Mm. And so you could play an overtone series, an open one. But you couldn't get the notes in between. So if you wanted to play a major scale, you had to manipulate the pitches with your right hand. Of course, it would sound much more delicate during that time period. This is much more advanced.
I just watched. He did not use the valves in that.
Yeah.
And again, that were three selections of Anton Reicha from
Yes.
Opus 82?
Yes.
Great. Thank you for performing that one with us today. And these are three members of Music City's Horn Quartet, Jennifer Coomer, John Goff, and Tara Johnson. Thank you all for being here. Is there some upcoming performances that our listeners might want to know about?
Chattanooga is going to be having, what is the date on that? Chattanooga Symphony is going to be playing Mahler's First Symphony coming up very soon.
And you will be performing with them.
Yes, we'll be performing actually the entire horn quartet. For Mahler's symphonies, oftentimes they double the horn ensemble.
Mm.
So there's not just four horns or five on stage, there's eight.
Even more power.
Yeah.
More power.
No. So for the last four, there's the Nashville Horn Quartet or the Music City Horn Quartet is playing the last four horn parts.
It's on the 28th.
And that's on the 28th.
Of October?
September.
September. So that's coming up soon. Great.
Coming up very soon.
The Orchestra is performing in Franklin at the Franklin Theater on September 18th.
Mm-hmm. And you're performing there as well. Great. And you have a website where people could learn more about your ensemble?
Yes.
We created one.
Yeah, we have recently created it. We're not sure if it's live yet, but we can get you that information.
You can send me that information and we'll
get
that up.
Yeah, we'll go from there.
Great. Well, again, thanks to members of the Music City Horn Quartet, Jennifer Coomer, John Goff, and Tara Johnson. Thank you for being here and helping us celebrate 91 Classical Radio Fest.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I'm Ed Lambert. We'll have more live performances throughout the day as part of 91 Classical's Radio Fest every hour on the hour.